Well, Merry Christmas, Nanny Prescott.
Merry Christmas, Janice Krauss, love. I'm really not sure, though, about us spending Christmas here at the People's Cathedral.
Well, we've already done our celebrations at the church and all, with Kevin Davis, and I was very intrigued as to what Robin was going to say. He's still speaking at this thing, so I thought we should go here.
Winter time, mistletoe and wine, children singing snowy rhymes.
Safe on them Bartholomews! Oh, I don't go there anymore. I go to the People's Cathedral, and I work here too. Honey, did you just change the words to Cliff Richard's song? It's Christmas. It's not Christmas time, it's winter time. Winter time, mistletoe and wine, children singing snowy rhymes.
Snowy rhymes?
Honey, you know my reason why I was singing Leanne rhymes, honey? What kind of nonsense is this? I'm here to celebrate my savior being born, not winter time.
Well, Christmas is too exclusionary. Winter time can be expressed from everywhere. All feels bright and beautiful. You see, we always sing stuff that will not offend anybody.
Except for people who actually take this season seriously, Jeff.
Oh, they don't matter anyway.
Boy, I think we better go see. Something tells me this is going to be a hullabaloo.
So, Nanny Prescott, how have you enjoyed the service so far?
Enjoyed is a word, child, I would never use to describe this service. Just about tolerate, maybe, but not enjoy. I mean, I never thought I would see today that I'll be in a place that would call itself a church and sing communally mistletoe and sing Shoddy With You and Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Well, Fiona Marshall was really loving that mistletoe song. She was all over Jason Lacey again.
When are those two going to get married? I'm telling you, they're crazy, those two.
But it wasn't as crazy as well. Dr. James Purse being a person.
Oh, I know. Just slurping like they're slushies, child. I mean, goodness gracious. We're in a church. I mean, it's not a church. Let's be real. It's a joke. But we're supposed to be in a church.
Now, it's my distinct pleasure and honour to have introduced to you Robin Warren, that punk artist that you once all knew and love, here give the winter address. Thank you.
Oh no, he's gone to the dark side. He's playing their game. I'm telling you, it's no point. There's no point.
Well, let's not count him out.
Honey, I think, well, let's find out.
Thank you, Prime Minister Howards. It is a distinct pleasure and joy for me to be here. I was originally under an understanding of what I'll be speaking about, but then things changed. But here is what I'll be saying. It is true that we are celebrating this time of year, season, and winter, but to call it Wintermas is nearly not enough.
Oh, he's breaking cold.
What we celebrate on the 25th of December is Christmas.
Why are you gasping, child? It's not a shock. Have you not read a calendar?
And the word that people did not want me to say and to try and avoid is literally what we're here to celebrate, which is Christ.
Wow. Wow, I wonder if they do this for other holidays for other religions, like Eid or, you know, Diwali. But let's be real, I think most governments have no idea how those religions even work to even try and counteract them.
The reason why we all have breath in the first place is Christ. The reason why we have any hope is that of Christ. He has made a way for us that we can have our sins forgiven, that we can have eternal life through him. That's the whole point of Christmas, that a saviour came. You know, you hear a saviour has been born. It's a saviour to save us from our sins.
Oh, he really is going gospel before he goes home.
Jesus is not just some random baby that we think of. Although to the extent we weren't even trying to think of him at all. None of the hymns point to him.
Honey, they weren't hymns. Especially Ariana Grande, that was a hurt.
But he is the reason why Christmas Eve even celebrated. It all points to him, that God came down in human flesh, human form, and dwelt among us, that he lived the perfect life that you and I couldn't. And that he died on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. And he rose again to show that sin and death had been defeated, so that if we put our faith and trust in him, we can have that eternal life, we can have that hope that surpasses all, everything.
Oh, bring it on home. Bring it on home.
Nanny Prescott, we're not at like a football game. He's preaching to them.
I know, Chapa. Bring it on home.
I know there's people listening to my voice who have lied. I know there's people listening to my voice who have even committed adultery. I know there's people listening to my voice who have committed murder in their heart. There may be someone listening to my voice who has done that physically. I don't know in that sense. But when I look at God's commandments and we look at us all, examine us honestly, we realize that we've all done stuff wrong. I know in my life, my sin weighed me down so much that it caused me to think and to figure out, and to eventually, when I decided to put my faith and trust in Christ, that weight was gone, that burden was lifted. And for those who feel burdened, you can have that lifted. Now, there's going to be some people listening to voice who want to listen to that, who are rejoicing at the fact there is hope to be found for their sins. But there's others that are going to be quite angry and mad.
And I see Malia here, which is kind of burning up, love. But look, she's looking beetroot red. And she ain't even white, love. That's easy. That's, I don't know how you get that color, child.
I'll be honest. I think people organizing it didn't want me to say this. But the truth's the truth, and it has to be said. And what happens to me afterwards is of little consequence. Because I want you guys to know that there is a Savior who can save you from your sins, and that is Jesus. Turn to him, and he will forgive you of your sins. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, look at Malia. She's wondering, how can I save this to make this an ecumenical, nonsensical affair and wipe off just what that man said, which was live broadcasted for the entire world to see?
Well, we have a treat for you now. All I Want for Christmas will be performed live here by our very own Kate Carey. Oh, that's great. I'm out of that one. I'm a while. I'm a getting two.
Well, Robin, you did it, love.
Well, they weren't really happy with me, Archers. I can tell you that, Nanny Prescott. They think I'll be going to the top level anytime soon.
Honey, who needs the top level? She'll be fired off before you know it anyway. Goodness me, that buffoon.
I was happy because they sang All I Want for Christmas. And that means I'm out of my way again on Christmas Day. What is that all about?
By the way, LDC, love, that was performed by Kate Carey, not Mariah Carey. You need to listen to Mariah Carey's verse, if you will, if I remember the rules correctly.
Really? Does that mean I've won?
Well, Merry Christmas, yeah.
I won. Woo!
And hey, at least it was soon glitched the words of Christmas at the end, so I suppose we moved the needle somewhere, yeah.
Well, the gospel went out, and that's the main thing.
Well, Robin, I'm so impressed with you what you did there, child. That was good stuff.
But you're alright though, Nanny Prescott. You're alright.
But you came through, child, so that don't matter. And the world heard it, and the world has no excuse, child. So, oh. Well, let's go. If Sally Moo's got some more of that Christmas chili, child.
Well, it is the season for it.
You know it is, child. That just leaves one last thing to say.
What's that?
Merry Christmas, child. And we'll see you about 10 years before the new year when you listen to the next episode. Bye-bye.